认识现代神学第九讲第三章的尾声，新正统派神学。我们的作者简和培在批判新正统神学。第一点，他说过新正统神学把人放在真理的裁判者或者是准则这个地位上。那么启示就不仅仅是上帝向人的宣告了，要等到人收到才算是启示。第二点，新正统保留着正统神学的词汇，但是完全把它改了意义，就好像牛奶放了毒药一样。耶稣基督复活等等都已经不再是 history 历史，乃是 Geschichte 超历史或者是原始历史。历史呢是一个指标指向原始历史或者超历史。好了，我们来到第三点，第三方面的批判 Number three， 第三方面的批判， Barth's insistence on Jesus Christ as a heart of revelation is so strong。 Barth 那么强调坚持耶稣基督是启示的中心， That he denies the existence of any revelation of God apart from Christ in nature， 以至于呢他否认上帝的启示除了基督以外在自然界里面是否存在，就是说他不承认基督以外有任何的启示。 This view does serious damage to more than the reality of general revelation， 这个观点不仅仅是严重的损害普遍启示的真实性。 Acts 14:17Romans 1:19-20 参考使徒行传14章17节，罗马书第一章19-20节。 It is not merely stress or emphasis on special revelation at the expense of natural revelation， 它不仅仅是强调特殊启示损害了自然启示而已。It involves a complete reinterpretation of every form of revelation。 这里牵涉到对每一种的启示的完全的重新诠释。 And with it, a destruction of the biblical character of revelation itself。 与此同时的就是完全毁掉圣经里启示的性质。 Number four， 第四方面的批判， Barth's refusal to speak of the humiliation of Jesus as very man， 巴特拒绝说耶稣基督身为人降卑， leaves him open to the charge of theopaschism， 这样子他就有理由留了空间让别人控告他是神受苦论者，有人翻译成基督一性说者。 And involves a radical departure from biblical theology， 这个就是彻底的偏离了圣经的神学。 He is unwilling to distinguish carefully between the person and work of Christ in any ontological sense， 他不愿意很谨慎的在本体论上区别出基督的位格和基督的工作， and by thus repudiating the Chalcedon Creed。 既然这样子一来，巴特既然不相信加克顿信经， Barth's handling of the work of Christ destroys the person of Christ in anActivistic way， 这样子一来呢，巴特处理基督的工作的方法就有着动态主义的嫌疑，毁掉基督的位格了。我这里解释一下什么叫动态主义 Activism， 动态主义的意思就是上帝或者基督他本身 his being 就限制在他的工作或者他的启示之内。 In fact, in Barth's view, 诚然根据巴特的观点， The incarnation is the really crucial thing in reconciliation by which the gulf between God and man is bridged. 根据巴特的观点，真正关键性的乃是道成肉身这个事件，这个是神人和好这件事情上最关键性的事。道成肉身是神与人之间的鸿沟建了一道桥梁。 The biblical emphasis upon our being reconciled to God through the death of his son and his having made peace through the blood of the cross does not really fit into Barth's doctrine of reconciliation. 巴特的神人和好论没有空间来强调圣经所强调的。圣经所强调的是借着上帝儿子的死我们与神和好，借着基督透过十字架上的宝血成立了设立了神人之间的和平的。参考经文，罗马书五章十节，哥罗西书第一章二十二节，哥罗西书第一章二十节和以弗所书第二章十六节。 Number five, 第五最后一方面的批判。 Though Barth claims neither to affirm nor to deny the theory of universal salvation, 巴特虽然既不承认也不否认普救论这个理论， It seems that his idea of universal election clearly implies some sort of quote, neo-universalism, unquote. 他的普世拣选论似乎暗示着某一种的所谓新普救论。 In fact, his rejection of the realities of heaven and hell. 事实上巴特既然不相信天堂和地狱的真实性 would also point to a concept of salvation radically different from the one set forth in the scriptures. 那么这就指向一种与圣经所展示的救恩观完全彻底不一样的一种的救恩观。 Jesus, says Barth, is the history of salvation for every man. 巴特说耶稣对每一个人来说就是救恩的历史。 The circle of salvation Daniel Niles finds large enough to include Buddhists, Confucianists, Shintoists. 这个是一个救恩的大圈子， Daniel Niles 认为呢是足够包含了佛教徒、儒家思想者和神道教徒的。 The frontier from election to rejection and vice versa， 从被拣选到被拒绝之间的疆界，或者反之从被拒绝到被拣选这个界限 can be repeatedly crossed and crisscrossed， 可以自由的来往返。 The result of such a position destroys the seriousness of unbelief. 这种的立场结果就毁掉不信的严重性。 And in this way, neo-orthodoxy destroys the scriptural warnings against apostasy, as well as the call to repentance and faith. 这样子新正统神学就毁掉圣经对离经背道的警告，也毁掉圣经呼吁人悔改和相信的信息。 The total impact of the Barthian theology, 巴特派的神学整个的影响 tones down the desperateness of the sinner's situation as described in the scriptures, 冲淡了圣经所描述的罪人的情况是多么的无望。His view simply calls for informing men who are universally involved in what Christ has done. 他的观点仅仅呼吁、啊、教会、啊、要告诉人们因为基督所做成的他们都是普世性的已经有份了。Hence, the urgency of preaching is gone. 因此呢就毁掉了讲道的迫切性 and the biblical significance of the call to repentance and faith loses its relevance. 而圣经呼吁人悔改和信心的重要性呢就与世人脱节了。End of chapter 3. 第三章结束。Chapter 4, 第四章 Form Criticism, 形式批判 Boltman's Method, 布特曼的方法。The same year Karl Barth published his commentary on Romans, two other books appeared on New Testament themes, heralding a new shift in critical studies. 与巴特出版他的罗马人的注释之同年有两本书出版了都是处理新约的主题的就带来了圣经批判研究一个新的转变 From one of the books 其中一本书 The Formgeschichte des Evangeliums 福音书的形式批判Penned by Martin Debellius, 1883-1947, 是由 Debellius, D-I-B-E-L-I-U-S, 所著作的 1883-1947, came the name of the movement Form Criticism. 这本书就为我们带来这个整个学术运动的名字形式批判。From the other title, 另外一本书By Carl L. Schmitt, 是由 Schmitt 写的 S-C-H-M-I-D-T, Der Rahmen der Geschichte Jesu, 英文可以说是 The Framework for the Life of Jesus, 耶稣生平的架构 1919年 came the final blow from liberal circles,to the reliability of what had been commonly accepted till now concerning the historical framework of Mark's gospel. 这本书带来最后一个的打击。从自由派的圈子、啊、最后的攻击了马可福音的历史架构的可靠性。而这个是多年来一般被接纳 的前提。But even more than these two men, the heart of this new shift in studies came to be associated largely with one man. 比这两位作者更重要的是另外一位他的著作就成为这整个新的研究方法的核心 The man was Rudolf Boltmann, 1884. 这位就是布特曼 ,1884年出生 and a book which transformed New Testament studies was History of the Synoptic Tradition, 1921. 他所写的福类福音传统的历史 ,1921 年出版就改变了整个新约研究的范围。Even more than Debellius, Boltmann's influence had continued to expand. Boltmann, 布特曼的影响力比 Debellius 更加的广泛继续的在扩大。In particular, it's been Bultmann's method, as well as sometimes more than his message, that has found wide usage. 特别是布特曼的方法，不仅仅是他的信息，甚至乎他的方法比他的信息更加的广泛的被人使用。So many like Oscar Kuhlmann and Joachim Jeremius, 就好像库尔曼和 Jeremius 耶利米这种的学者。Though critical of the results of Bultmann's own studies, 虽然他们对布特曼的研究的结果具有批判性的态度， can reach their own conclusions by an adaptation of the methods Bultmann has helped to pioneer. 他们可以采用布特曼作为一个先锋所定出的方法，他们可以采用布特曼的方法来达到自己的结论的。And especially in England and the United States, 特别是在英国和美国， scholars, though wary of the discipline which was associated almost exclusively with the name of Bultmann, and stressing the limitations of form criticism as such, 虽然他们对与布特曼有关的整套的学问已经厌倦，也同时强调着形式批判本身的限制， still have come slowly and cautiously to an acceptance of the basic presuppositions of form critics. 他们仍然逐步的谨慎的开始接受形式批判主义者的预设。This acceptance has not been limited to the Western world. 不仅仅是西方世界的学者们接受形式批判。Japan is giving Bultmann's method a new hearing. 日本重新的再来聆听布特曼的方法。One young professor of theology there recently commented that 在日本最近有一位年轻的神学教授这样的评论者说， It is one of Bultmann's contributions that he has criticized the contents of the New Testament. 布特曼其中一项的贡献就是他批判了新约圣经的内容。 We are no longer likely to accept what the New Testament says just because it says so. 从今以后，我们不再因为新约圣经说如此而接受新约圣经所说的。 We are critically to reflect on whether what the New Testament says is true or false historically. 现在我们会批判的去反省，究竟新约圣经所说的从历史的角度来看是真的还是假的。 Yoshio Noro, N-O-R-O, Transcendence and Immanence in Contemporary Theology, a report article, Northeast Asia Journal of Theology, September 1969, page 64. In Korea, 在韩国， particularly during the last 10 years, 特别最近这十年来，意思就是1973年之前的十年， the influence of Bultmann's techniques has grown. 布特曼的技巧或者方法的影响力是越来越大。The methodology of form criticism has been warmly received and used to varying degrees by such New Testament scholars. 韩国的新约教授们都很热烈的接受形式批判的方法，当然会在不同的程度上会使用他们。 As Dr. Chun Kyung Yun of the Hankook Theological Seminary and more recently Professor Park Chang Hwan of the Presbyterian Theological Seminary, Seoul. 例如这两位的学者， Hankook 神学院的 Chun Kyung Yun 博士，还有近年来的汉城的长老会神学院的 Park 昌焕教授。下面呢，简和培我们的作者开始列出形式批判的六方面的特点，然后呢再讲五方面我们可以在表面上同意的一些的接触点，最后他的批判包括五点的。第一点是这样说的， The presupposition of form criticism is that 形式批判的前提就是 The Bible cannot be relied upon as a trustworthy account of the life and teachings of Christ and his apostles， 我们不可以依靠圣经作为对基督和他的使徒们的生平和教训的一个可靠的记录或者是记载。这第一点啊，圣经是不可靠的，若要找到耶稣基督和他的使徒们的生平和他们所教导的，圣经本身是不可靠的。我们下一讲继续讲这个第一方面的特点。